Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, wherever you may find yourself around the world. Welcome, TDSIG listeners, to the first of our brand new podcast series. You may have come here through the link in the e-bulletin or found yourself online, but no matter how you got here or wherever you may find yourself in this wonderful world, we're so pleased you made it. I'm Christian, your host, and I find myself in Brighton in the UK. And as a very brief introduction, I'm an EFL teacher myself, a teacher trainer and a manager, and I currently work with teachers of modern foreign languages. And today I'm joined by my colleague, Anna, who's an EFL teacher herself and has been so for many years. She currently works as a manager of EFL teachers and wants to keep up her own teacher development. So she doesn't know much about the TDSIG, and so she's volunteered to interview me today about who we are, what we do for you, and what you can do for and with us. So if you need to pause here, grab yourself a cuppa or something, and then get comfy, then do. This could be the start of a very special journey, so hang on to your teacher's hat and enjoy our first intro view. Hi, Anna.
Morning, Christian.
Morning. Thanks for joining me today.
No problem.
You're going to quiz me, as I understand.
I am indeed. So first, could you tell me, what is TDSIG?
Sure. It's the Teacher Development SIG, the Special Interest Group, which is part of IATEFL. It's actually, well, we think it's one of the most important ones, but of course, all of the special interest groups are important. But this one was actually the first one that was set up, as I understand. The original founder was Adrian Underhill. You might know of that guy. He was the brilliant creator of the phonemic chart. You know that?
For
English language teaching. And he was the original founder of this SIG back in 1985, would you believe? The IATEFL Special Interest Group for Teacher Development provides us a forum to help and assist the development of teachers to cultivate our abilities and to kind of navigate the challenges and successes of being a teacher and to keep on invigorating our ongoing work. It's a, you know, it's a constant endeavor, I suppose. And we can all learn from the experiences of each other. Through this network, this community of practice, we seek to kind of encourage individuals and groups of teachers as well in their activities that focus on their own personal and professional development. Does that kind of make sense?
It does, yeah.
I know you're a teacher yourself, an English
language
teacher.
Indeed, yes.
Is that something you'd probably join?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It sounds really good.
Fantastic.
Very useful.
Yeah. So, to give you a little bit more of a background, and particularly how you can contact us, I think it's important. The SIG committee members, well, you can meet them online on the teacher development website, tdsig.org. And I'll talk about the SIG members in a moment. There's also a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/tdsig. Shall I say that again? www.facebook.com/tdsig. If you just Google TDSIG or Teacher Development SIG, then you'll find us anyway. These days, along with two swell chaps called Rich and Matthew, I help out with the online community team. And there's been a lot of changes recently in the whole committee. So it's a new, improved, and ramped up, expanded Teacher Development SIG committee. Shall I tell you who they all are?
Yes, please.
I think we probably need a drum roll for that, Anna.
Okay.
Can you provide that for us?
I might be able to. Okay. Let's give it a go.
So, perhaps most importantly, thank you. The two joint coordinators this year are Sinead and Tyson. So they've been doing a lot of work for a long time, and they've teamed up to work together and to keep us all in line, I guess, and to provide support for us. Then we have the bulletin editor, Adam and Fiona, they're working on that together. So we have a bulletin once every 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and that's changed a little bit, actually, because it used to be a newsletter in print. So we're pretty much putting everything online. That's the way to go these days, I guess. They're going to be taking care of that, Adam and Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
And next we have the book editors, who are Willie and Chris, and you can meet them online, and once a year there'll be a book which is sent out to all Teacher Development SIG members.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Associate Liaison, thank you, Cecilia, who deals with links with other organisations and individuals, and we have, for the online team, we have Mike, who helps us out with technical support and many other things. So for the events coordinator, the face-to-face events, including the event at the IATEFL conference once a year, but other events around the country and in fact across the globe, is Angelos. And finally, last but not least, we have the online community team, who consists of myself, Christian, Matthew, and Rich, my colleagues. We work together on many things. In fact, we're a new part of the teacher development team,
mm-hmm.
And so that's how it's been expanded. One of the ways it's been expanded, and I'll tell you a little bit more now about the teacher. The online community team. But first of all, if you want to meet all those people,
mm-hmm.
and there's a video that we've recorded for each of us saying what teacher development means,
okay.
Then you can see that on our website, tdsig.org/about. That's mm-hmm. tdsig.org/about. And you can see our faces should you want to, and hear what we think teacher development means to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so what is the online community team, Christian?
Well, essentially, I guess it's self-explanatory, but we deal with everything connected to the stuff online, with the kind support of Mike, particularly, but also... Sinead and Tyson. So we deal with things including the meetups, and this is an area which we're expanding at the moment. Meetups online, so to provide discussion forums for teachers, to invite speakers in for debate, to encourage debate, that kind of thing. You'll hear more about that as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got the Web Carnival once a year. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a little bit more about that, but that's a fantastic event, and we help out with that. And then we have a podcast. This is our first podcast, if you hadn't noticed. And we have a podcast once every 2 months, and I'm looking after that part of it.
Okay, wonderful.
So the podcast itself, well...
Okay, so what are your plans for this podcast?
Well, this one itself is just an introduction to what we do,
yeah.
and how you can meet us and how you can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of more general plans for the podcast for the future, we want to provide a forum once every 2 months to explore something juicy, something topical, some aspect of teacher development. And some speakers you may have heard from in our industry will be invited to chat with us, as well as other awesome people in our community like you and me. We really believe that everyone can contribute to this. So if you want to get involved by making a podcast, or just suggest a topic or suggest a speaker even, then we'd be really, really happy to hear from you. And who knows, if this thing takes off, we might even do it more often than that.
Fantastic. Okay, so how could I get involved in the podcast?
Well, first of all, you're helping me out a great deal by making this one. And you can tune into our podcast for one and tell others about mm-hmm. the podcast too.
Yeah.
We'd also really appreciate feedback on the podcast and welcome suggestions, as I said before, for themes.
Mm-hmm.
Post your comments on our website podcast page, our Twitter, our Facebook feeds. And sometimes we'll also do special features like question and answer sessions, before or after podcasts or during, taking part in the podcast themselves. So we'd appreciate the input from the listeners. Really do get involved. So we aim for this to be a, if you like, a bit of a cliche, perhaps, but a people's podcast. Doesn't sound quite revolutionary. but like I already mentioned, we plan to provide those regular opportunities to really engage and interact. We also want you to help us come up with a great name for this podcast. So at the moment, we'll call it the TD Pod, the Teacher Development Pod, TD Pod. Mm-hmm. But we've been trying to come up with something catchy, and we've had some suggestions like Podology or perhaps TD Signal. Maybe that one looks better written down, but I thought that was quite catchy. So let us know what you think it could be called, and you could help us give birth to this podcast baby with some ideas. So look out for our forthcoming tweet and Facebook post asking for your naming entries, or just go to our website at tdsig.org. Have I said that a few times already? tdsig.org. You can give us some ideas there.
Okay, sounds great. So how else could I get involved, Christian?
Well, in the past, members have contributed by participating in the conference events themselves. There's always a meeting to share ideas at the conference that's devoted specific to Teacher Development SIG. There's also a pre-conference event via TEFL every year. So join up, become a member for that. And it's a great day, really informative, with a different theme every year. We also solicited content for our digital newsletter and blog from you guys before now, but keep content for that coming. We won't be doing newsletters anymore, in print at least, as I've already mentioned. But as a special send-off, what the committee have been doing, have been going through our paper newsletters, yeah, all the paper that's been lovingly scanned by Sinead, one of our joint coordinators, our newsletters over the past 20 years, would you believe it, and selecting key treasures that we'll be releasing into a print book for everyone in our membership early next year. Yeah, so look out for that. And speaking of newsletters, while we won't be sending out those anymore, we have created this snazzy new e-bulletin, which will come into your inbox quite regularly with some digestible and yummy content. So in shorter bursts, I suppose, the information will be coming in. And that's in line with where we're all at these days, I suppose, with online media and information. Mm-hmm. So like this podcast. So I guess if you've found this podcast through our first e-bulletin, then good on you, and raise your virtual hand, as it were. let us know about that, and let us know what you think. As mentioned before, we also have a web carnival. You can take part in that. And our third will take place early next year, which will be even bigger and even better. So Matt's got ideas brewing for that. Watch out for the theme. And there'll be a call for speakers, probably maybe in the fall, okay? So watch out for that. You can also find information and even recordings to our first and second Teacher Development SIG Carnivals at tdsig.org/webcarnival. And if you can't find that, then just Google it, the Web Carnival for Teacher Development SIG, tdsig.org/webcarnival. What else? Oh, we're continuing to look at ways more generally to make your involvement easier as listeners and more meaningful for yourself, whether a member or non-member of the TD SIG, the Teacher Development SIG, in an attempt to boost our membership numbers, of course, that's always good, but essentially to make it as fulfilling as it can be for everyone. Mm-hmm. So our latest additions are these series of pods, podcasts, and the online meetups and discussions. We'll have a name for that too, I guess, which will provide those more regular informal possibilities for teacher development. So if you have any suggestions at all on these points I've mentioned before or otherwise, then let us know via the tdsig.org website.
Okay.
So, fab. That's a lot of information all in one go, but I guess it's recorded, right? So you can listen over and over again as much as you like over a cup of tea. Thank you for joining me today,
Anna. It's been a pleasure, Christian. Thank you very much. Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, and take part yourself. Look forward to seeing you online.
Great.
And thanks for all the listeners out there. Tune in next time. And in the meantime, yeah, just keep looking at your teacher development and whatever we can to do to support you. Then we're here. Let us know. Thanks a million. Take care.